Jacka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 28, Pretoria 29, Mbombela 27 grade. Die burgemeester van Johannesburg, Dara Morero, sê die stad het 800 miljoen rand in Carltonville, Coronationville, Westbury en Auckland Park belê vir die opknapping van waterinfrastruktuur in die gebiede. Verlede week het ontevrede inwoners van Westbury die straat ingevaar om te betoog oor watertekorte wat Morero beloof het om binne 7 dae reg te stel. Morero het vandag voor die parlementêre portefeulje komitee oor water en sanitasie verskyn om vrae oor die stad se waterprobleme te beantwoord.
In Soweto we are refurbishing 3 of the water reservoirs that has been damaged and which are old. I think some of them are around 50 years old or so, which requires to be refurbished. The project has started. We'll be concluding the project around June, July 2026.
Die stad Swani waarskei tussen inwoners en sakeondernemings dat sy verspreidingsnetwerk binne die volgende maand of twee kan opdroog indien die huidige hoë watergebruik voortduur. Randwater sê Swani munisipaliteit is die tweede grootste watergebruiker in Gauteng. Die metro woordvoerder Lindelo Mashigo.
As of last week, Monday 8 September, Randwater was pumping 926 million liters per day to Swani, when it is in actual fact supposed to be pumping 662 million liters per day.
In ander groot nuus, die polisiekommissaris van KwaZulu-Natal, Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi, het die getuiebank by die Madlanga-kommissie vir 'n derde dag ingeneem. Hy het meer besonderhede gegee oor die beweerde bande tussen die polisieminister Senzo Mkhunu en 'n omstrede Noordwes sakeman. Mkhunu het egter die bewering ontken, Anasansi Magobo berig.
The commissioner has also accused the businessman of leaking classified police documents, interfering in investigations and acting as a link between politicians and alleged criminal figures, including controversial businessman Vusimosi Cat Matlala. He tells the commission that Mkhwanazi's WhatsApp messages included a photograph of an occurrence book from the Impangeni police station, just 5 kilometers from Mkhunu's home.
And it surprised me because these are documents of the police, and a person who's not in the police should not be in position of this.
Anastasia Mkhobu, Jacaranda FM News in Pretoria.
Nog nuus uit die buiteland. Amerika het vir die 6de keer in die Verenigde Nasies se Veiligheidsraad 'n voorstel geveto wat 'n onmiddellike en permanente skietstilstand in Gaza eis. Die Amerikaanse diplomaat Morgan Atanas.
US opposition to this resolution will come as no surprise. It fails to condemn Hamas or recognize Israel's right to defend itself, and it wrongly.
En ten slotte 'n bietjie goeie nuus. Batman number 1 deur skrywer Matt Faction het meer as 500 000 kopieë verkoop. Die sprokiesboek is 'n hartlike, selfstandige storie wat Batman se speervaardighede en ook sy empatie en menslikheid teenoor ander uitbeeld. Batman number 1 is uitverkoop by talle sprokiesboekverspreiders en die tweede druk sal die 15de Oktober in winkels wees. Action on September 10 en ander stories op jackarandfm.com. Die volgende bulletin om 1:00.
That lady needs air conditioning. Somebody get her a fan. I'm your biggest fan.
Yay!
Thank you, Chanel. Yay. Meer nuus op pad 'n bietjie later. Finneke Verkeer, we'll look at that as well during the show. We got our birthday list coming up. And we hope to be chatting to a few of the stalwarts who support Jacaranda FM and who are playing golf at the Irene Country Club. Lucky to have you on board too. Let's go.
Jacaranda FM, live from the Good Morning Angels, Golf Day.
First thing.